QC, Ed and Darren love feeling fresh in the morning. But for those morning pick-me-ups, they grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven.
Good morning. And get up. Now count me in. QC, Ed and Darren. QC, Ed and Darren. Count around your radio now for QC, Ed and Darren.
Yeah, this is the podcast opener. We're not broadcasting this bit. This is just us in a room. Obviously, you're hearing it because you're on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a crazy time in Sydney over the last couple of days, hasn't it?
So crazy. Look at what happened at Bondi over the weekend and then what's happened now at the church in Western Sydney. And, you know, the fear for everyone is that it just escalates, you know?
You know, I was at a pub yesterday and two women said it's a really low energy time in Sydney right now. They were feeling a vibe.
Well, like, you know how like during winter and stuff you feel down or people get like, you know, depression based on the weather. When stuff like this happens, it's hard to feel good, I think. Everyone just feels kind of flat and then you're just on edge all the time.
I was trying to improve their moods by saying live in the moment. I'm just going live in the moment.
Did they invite you to join them?
They offered me some chips and I had a few of their chips, but I was just leaving the toilet and I was on the way. I was actually on the way to see you and your mum and your daughter, actually.
Yeah.
So I said, I've got to go across the road because you guys were hanging out across the road.
We were across the road. Well, I'm sorry to keep you from them. You didn't have to come join us.
No, I was wanted to join you guys. I'm not going to hang out with two young women at a pub in Sydney eating their chips. It's weird. But I did, you know what I left them with? Which is my favourite thing of all time.
Yeah.
No, I said this is my favourite new saying, in which I read recently. There's a study done, and the people who think about themselves the least are the happiest people. So you've got to stop thinking about yourselves, all of you. Stop it.
Mate, you think of yourself more than anyone.
No, I've got to stop it. I've got to stop thinking about myself because that's the only...
Can I think about those two young women?
They weren't that young. Oh, young.
Can
now.
I think about those two?
Yeah. Actually,
women?
No. Yeah, I think you absolutely can.
One other thing,
they're not
just
me.
Thinking about yourself. Sorry, Mum brought up another comedian last night at dinner, and you got weird.
Why'd she do that?
I know, Ed. I know. I said to her, "This is
had
like when people used to bring up
on.
The other women
wait,
who
wait,
did
wait,
League."
Wait.
I get
wait,
it.
Wait, wait. Had you not briefed?
I hadn't. I completely forgot.
What is wrong?
No,
with
I think every now and again,
briefing.
No.
And she was saying that they were. Oh no, actually, we're on the podcast. Not only Ed, another comedian. But another comedian who does breakfast radio in Sydney.
What is she doing?
In a complimentary way.
No, that wasn't
there
the
aren't
issue
any.
For me. That wasn't the issue
that
for
was
me.
That was horrific. What was the issue?
No, the issue was that she was... No, I don't want to get into it. Even on a podcast. I explained to your mother the issues.
I then said to Mum, please don't.
No, again, this is all...
She shouldn't have needed it.
No, these are all moments. But I lived in that moment and I told my truth in that moment, but I moved on. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you really...
You can tell your truth...
So now there's caveats.
But then you need to
know. Now there's caveats. Yeah.
So what can I do? So I can't think about myself, but if someone mentions someone else,
I can
say
for
my
a
truth.
Moment.
What? What do
you
I
can
doing?
Say your truth, which is how what they said affects you.
And why it's so wrong. And why they should
I
never
say
ever
it
do
wrong.
It again.
I just said it was my truth.
You then made her pay for dinner.
Did I tell you about, I didn't tell you about the story about the bouncer that I had actually. This is... A bouncer at my comedy gig, all right?
Yeah, mate.
He was looking after. I walk into it. There's a toilet area and there's no one there, just a bouncer at the front of the toilet. And I say, I'm a comedian. Can I just go in there? And this guy says, I know who you are. Great. And then he looks at me, a bouncer at the venue I'm working at, and says, I know who you are and you're not funny.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
what
a wanker.
Said. And I'm like, what? Are you joking? And he goes, no, I'm not joking. And then I go, well, I said to him, come and see my show, you know. He goes, I've worked at venues you've been at before. You're not funny. I'm like, jeepers, that's an epic situation.
That's a horrible experience.
I said, mate, and I said, this is inappropriate. I'm working at this venue. And he said, I'm just being honest. I said, well, I'm just being honest right now. I'm just going to be honest to you. You're a fuckwit.
I just hate people like that. Like no offense, I don't watch anything. No offense, I don't think you're that. No offense, like, sod off.
I said, you're dumb. That's why you don't think I'm funny.
Yeah, I love that.
Because you're an
strong,
idiot.
Powerful.
And then he started getting upset. And I almost thought, I'm going to get beaten up here.
No, I would have kept going. You should have gone harder.
Your own venue. Ejected from your own venue.
Beaten up. What I should have said is, you know, anyway, whatever. It was a shocking situation.
It's awful. Good on you, bro. Anyway, listen to the podcast and see you tomorrow morning.
Full on story.
Yeah.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
There's so much full-on news in Sydney at the moment. You cannot turn away from it.
This one kind of broke last night just as I was going to bed, and it happened just after 7 o'clock. But let's let someone who's out there on the scene tell you all about it. That's Matt Doran.
Matt Doran, Weekend Sunrise host, Sunrise correspondent, is on the spot at the moment. Morning, Matt. What is taking place?
Good morning, guys. Insanity, really, what's happened here overnight. Everyone's sort of scratching their heads trying to work out on a number of fronts, really, how on earth this has happened, because it's appalling in so many different ways. You've got this 15-year-old boy who, as you know, has been seen during this live stream of the service launching a stabbing attack on this prominent bishop. And then you've got the parishioners rushing in quite bravely to tackle him to the ground. But then it's this bizarre standoff that's unfolded afterwards, which is what's really mind-boggling. Of course, you've got emotions high after what's happened over the last few days in Sydney, but you've essentially had thousands of furious locals who've roamed the streets here as the police are barricading this 15-year-old alleged attacker inside the church. And what they're doing is they're going to the homes in the surrounding streets, breaking into a number of the homes. This is what I've been told by police. And why? Well, they've been looking for weapons. They've grabbed things like bricks. They've grabbed fence palings. They've grabbed fence posts. And you use those to attack the church, but also to attack police. A number of constables have some pretty serious injuries this morning, and that's only just filtering through as police are reporting these things. But one constable has a broken jaw. He was attacked with a fence paling. Another has a twisted knee. It's just horrific.
So can you just establish they're attacking the church to get to the boy? Is that right? Or are they whose side
spot
is people?
Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
spot
yeah.
on. So basically, and what? So.
So the boy was stuck in there. He didn't come out. Is that right?
So the boy's stuck in there. He's got severe injuries to his hand. There's been some unconfirmed reports.
Is he still in there?
No.
He was in there last night. Yeah. But the unconfirmed reports were that he's got severe injuries to his hand, potentially even lost a finger. And so police specialist command unit has come in. They're protecting the boy from this mob that's developed, and that standoff went for over an hour, and they're screaming, bring him out, bring him out.
Oh,
and the implication there is they're wanting immediate justice, if you like.
Like vigilante then, almost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, we've got some of that audio, Matt. If we can just pause for a sec so we can play it to our audience. Have a listen.
Bring him out! 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 Bring him out!
Oh, God, that's a lot of gives people. Me chills. That is terrifying, Matt. This isn't our country. What is going on?
Well, it's a good point. It's worth pausing for a moment to say, hey, this is Australia 2024. This is Australia 2024. And you're seeing this. The galling thing here, and it is galling, is that somehow the rage towards this 15-year-old boy who's known to police, his motives we don't know yet, has morphed into rage against the police who've done the most extraordinary things this city has seen in the last couple of days in order to keep us safe. And then now they're in hospital. So it just gives you a flavour of what's at risk when they roll up to try and protect us here.
Yeah.
It's dead set vile.
What happened? They got the boy away from the church. Is that what happened? You know what time that happened?
So he was in there for a couple of hours, Husey, and then they've been able to take him to an undisclosed location. It's an unusual thing to say, but the reason it's an undisclosed location is that they were fearful of retribution attacks even in the hospital. So you've got Liverpool Hospital, which was put into lockdown for a period, which is unbelievable. And, you know, they've had over 100 police, 30 police cars, you know, trying to do their best to clear the mob, which they eventually did.
Today FM. Richard from Fairfield, you were in the area last night when the riot was happening.
Yep, I was.
What did you see, Richard?
It was a bit of a chaos there, so... I was on the way home and there was a lot of police sirens and that, and like while I was going home, because I only live 5 minutes down the road
from the church.
From the church.
So, Assyrian church.
Yeah, in Wakeley, which is
people don't know.
Fairfield.
A 15-year-old stabbed a bishop.
Yeah, a bishop 15, on a live stream. So doing a service, he just walked up to the altar, lifted his arm, and and attacked.
And then people streamed to the church. The supporters of the church, we imagine, just streamed. Yeah. There like thousands of them.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently there was like 5,000 or more.
Wow.
Wanting to get the boy.
Were breaking into homes, just for those who are just joining us.
Yeah, to get
weapons.
Can we hear the chant that was going last night outside the church?
Bring him up! Bring him up!
Yeah.
That's like a soccer stadium.
Were you scared, Richard? Like, how did you feel?
Not really. It's kind of a normal thing around this area.
Riots of thousands. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's crazy times.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy though, because the amount of people that rocked up wanting to get that like 15-year-old,
it was out of control. Did you see property damage or?
Yeah, well, I've seen because I went to go have a look and people were smashing police cars and everything like that. So it was a bit insane.
Yeah. Well, thanks for giving us a call. Thank
Goodness
you.
Goodness gracious.
Appreciate that.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Do you enjoy your dog's flatulence?
Embrace it.
Husey, Ed and Erin's.
I need to put my finger into my belly button, dig around and smell it.
Am I a freak?
Tell me where the freak's at.
So are you a freak? That's the question. We need answers straight away, actually, don't
we? Yeah, 131060 lines are open. Be on the Am I a Freak jury and win yourself a Spinalese pillow. Hello, 131060 lines are open.
Hang on,
these are amazing pillows.
Those pillows are next level. Oh, my God. You wake up like you've been in some kind of chamber.
Spinalese pillows are life-changing and they will make your life immeasurably better. So it's a yes or no answer on this jury. All you have to say is yes, he's a freak. No, he's not a freak.
Yep.
What's the number one more time?
131060 lines are open. Get yourself on that jury now.
Who have we got?
Andy, welcome to Am I a Freak? Take it away.
All right, you here, Nairn. Am I a freak? I like a woman with big man hands. I mean, the bigger, the better. We're talking fingers of like sausages.
Yeah.
We're talking like she's wearing a meat glove.
Talking about being able to hold a basketball like in one hand and just walk around with two basketballs just in each.
Well, she can palm my face somewhere during the date. You know, she's a keeper.
If she could pick you up in her two hands together and just pick you up and hold you and cradle you in those massive hands. Yeah.
Yeah, but in one hand, even better. All right. You know?
What do you like about big hands? Is it like...
She can always catch you.
I like a woman who can handle me. There's a lot of me. So if you've got big hands, then, you know...
I think it says a lot about him as well.
It makes it that much better.
You know, yeah. It says that he's
a
big boy who needs big hands to handle...
Here we go.
Play it, boy.
Play it.
Living on. Yeah.
That's about
big
exactly
hands.
What you think it's about.
Is that?
That's about
big hands. I know you're the one.
That's exactly what you think it
I've
is about.
I've never ever thought about that.
Yep.
As to the meaning, and that now makes so much sense.
I didn't even know it said big hands. I know you're the one.
Yeah, the whole song's
love
about
that song.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Thank you, Andy. All right, is Andy a freak, the big hand guy?
Do we go first?
I mean, we've got all
first?
Women. That's probably going to... I mean, I'd love to get a bloke's opinion as well at some stage.
Well, we're blokes.
Well, he's a bloke.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah. You're one.
You're still identifying
forgot.
As a bloke.
Yes, I am.
Weird.
Why would that be?
It's a bit offensive.
Just feels a bit like, you know, last century kind of...
You're dinosaur.
You old white dinosaur.
Exactly, I would... I'd get an easier run if I swap sides.
Would.
Oh,
yes.
But some would say I get a tougher run, some wouldn't enter the debate. And I'm on that side.
I'm with them.
Let's go
what
back to
think?
This debate.
I think he is not a freak. I think he likes what he likes.
Wow.
You know, and all those small-handed women need to keep on walking because he's not for you.
Okay, thank you. That's one. okay. Rebecca, Erin, let's save you for last.
Yeah, I think so.
Rebecca from Glendenning, is he a freak?
He is really a freak. That's so strange. I can't fathom it.
You've got small hands, though, don't you, Rebecca? And you're jealous. Yeah, she's jealous.
Yeah.
This is just jealousy.
I don't think she's jealous. Women don't want big, like, over-the-shoulder boulder holders.
You want Andy, you do.
Yeah, but I don't know. You don't want Andy?
I don't know.
I haven't decided yet. I might. Monica?
Monica from Winston Hills. Is he a freak?
Yeah, sorry, mate. Look, I think you're a freak, eh?
Oh.
I don't think it's a hand of the size of the hand, is it? Monica, it's what you do with it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you don't want to start thinking, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, is it universal? What have we got here?
We've got Sarah from Glenory. Is he a freak?
Good morning, guys. Yes, I think he's a freak. Sorry.
God, that is just overwhelming.
Jeez, that is a...
Erin, do you want to join this piling?
So, I worked with a guy in a bar at Vikings in Erindale in Canberra when I was younger, and he hated women with hair on their arms.
Yeah.
Just reminded me of that.
So you're saying...
What I'm saying is basically I think Andy is confused. I don't think Andy is willing to accept what he really wants.
All right, let's ask Andy about hair on the arms. Andy, are you for or against hair on the arms of your lady, your big-handed lady?
You know what? Look, I'm focused on the hands, guys. I'm not worried about hair.
So you don't mind what's coming out of the arm?
Yeah, no, I'm not looking at the arm. I'm looking at the hand.
Are you sure you're not
a legend?
Have you tried dating men with man hands?
No, he's
into women.
Not for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I just thought...
You're having a go at you for that. That's old school.
There's another freak out there. Yeah. Yep, there's another freak out there, and it's a lady who likes, women hands. I don't know.
I've got quite big, long, like, I've got...
They're not big enough, baby.
No, they are, that I have piano-playing hands. I reckon my hands would be big enough.
I don't think they are.
No, I've got lovely, long, slim fingers.
No, I think Andy needs thicker than that. He needs big, thick...
You need thicker than my hands, Andy.
Yeah, it could be thin sausages. Could be like...
Cream. Oh, exactly.
No, he's bringing
right.
you back. He's
bringing me
you...
back. Come here.
You better win. 100% freak, and he's happy with it.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We believe we're moments away from speaking to Peter Dacos, the AFL legend who's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He got evicted last night. He's had a second go at fame, Erin, because his two sons are now becoming AFL legends themselves. They play for Collingwood in
the
AFL.
Is it Nick and Josh?
Nick and Josh.
And they've got hot girlfriends.
Yeah, no doubt. They're both doing, that's
goes
true.
Without saying. I just remember because I saw them at the Dally M's. They did like a
Brownlows.
They did a pre-Brownlow shoot and they're very glamorous.
Yes, we're not here to debate that.
There's no debate to be had.
Well... No, you're right.
No, have a go.
The dad is meant to be with us now, but he's got held up.
So what's on at the moment? Because Lego Masters started and
that's international,
Farmer Wants
isn't it?
A Wife. We've got Sam Armitage coming up. Yes, it's international. They both did very well, actually. And then MasterChef, does that start on 10, does it?
It starts on Monday. So
that's
Lego
a lot of big shows.
Masters. Is it
World versus something.
Where's it being held?
It's in Australia, but it's Australian internationals versus Australians. And my son, who's massive for Lego, started watching it. And he said, isn't that your friend hosting? And I said, yep, that's Hamish Blake. He's a friend of mine. And to which he said, why can't you host it? Let's play something else.
No,
I actually said to Hamish Blake, you sure you want to do it again, mate? I had a good chat to him.
Yeah, good call, man.
Surrey
nice
Hills.
Try.
Did you put doubt in his mind as to how it would go?
It'll be time to move on. Yep, hand the baton over.
Yeah,
that Lego baton
someone
over.
Someone younger, or older. Hotter, more female.
Or older, less
know,
hot.
Man. What about female? What about someone younger, hotter, female?
All right, we could do this all morning, or we could go to South Africa to say congratulations to Peter Dacos, who has been evicted from a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Well done, Mr. Dacos.
Ed, thank you. Thank you, Husey, Erin. Thanks for having me on.
You know what? You are a media professional. You've name-checked all of us.
So even
we're
me.
Immediately.
Like scummy rugby league type. You know, that was really sweet, Peter. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Erin. Thank you so much. I've learned a bit being in camp, and that's one of them. My manners have gone through the roof.
Well, did you remember everyone's name by the time you left?
No, they had to type it out for me. I've got it written here. So.
Now, Peter, you how much people are talking about how much weight you lost. Have you got an actual figure of the amount of kilos you lost in the jungle?
10 kilos.
Wow.
What?
And I lost a whopping 10 kilos, and I'm wondering how Billy Brownless went in and weighed more coming out. So,
another AFL legend. But, now, Peter, at the age of 62, yeah, to lose 10 kilos, I'm 53, and I'm dreaming of losing 5 kilos. What was it about the jungle that made you lose so much weight?
Well, it's just really minimal. Everything is minimal. So we were having just sort of cups of rice, half cups of rice. We were losing challenges. So we went 5 nights without eating. And,
oh, my God.
You know,
wow.
Rice and beans. Yeah, so the age kicked in there. So having said that, you know, all you have is the water, no salt, no sugars.
No salt.
And it's just, honestly,
no
rice
salt.
And beans.
That's horrific. What about hunger? Yeah, like, I get hungry between kind of breakfast and morning tea and I get moody. Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, that's part of the experience. Yeah. I mean, you just had to set yourself. And when we were battling, I mean, I probably took a few things out of football, my days in football. Yeah. I wandered off. And I think the other thing was I got a little bit patient. I mean, the situation, what it was, and you couldn't change it, and they were pretty strict all around. I thought they'd buckle because we were all hungry and complaining, but they don't. So you were left to your own devices. It was a matter of the rules are you win stars, you get to eat. And the last 6 days, 6 nights, we had a really good feed. But I'll tell you, I mean, at the end, it's bittersweet. I'm disappointed I've gone, but I'll tell you, it's great reward. I'm heading home Hughes, you see my beloved Collingwood and watch the Blues go down again.
So you missed Collingwood's bad run. were you in there when Collingwood were losing, were you?
No, actually, I was in Melbourne. We lost 3-0. Being away, they've won the last 2, so Collingwood might want me to stay away, so who knows?
People who don't know, both of his sons are legend Collingwood players. I remember, Peter, hanging out with you at some country gig. We were staying in a hotel somewhere, a motel somewhere, and you were talking about the fact that your sons might be pretty good at footy, and I'm like, yeah, sure, he's deluded. Yeah. His sons are probably going to be no good. And now they're absolute superstars. Crazy. Anyway.
Good on you, Husey. Yeah, no, I do remember it well. And, look, it's good to see the boys doing well. The club's, you know, having won a flag. I mean, they've been a little bit spoiled.
Tell me what you think about the Rabbitohs and their losing streak. Frankie Munoz, why did he leave? Whatever. Why did he leave, Peter?
Frankie lives a pretty hectic lifestyle back in the States, you know, having been a Hollywood star. I mean, he's well set up. He's just finished
he's
a movie.
Food.
He's a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
No, well, Frankie actually, funny enough, I mean, came into the camp never having had a mango, a strawberry.
What?
Strawberry? And yet, by the time he left, he'd eaten a... I think he'd eaten an anus or something.
What about the challenges?
An anus.
It's a stupid question. Why
there was skin. No, it wasn't good, but I'll tell you, talk about a christening. He went the whole hog.
Yeah,
of course he did. Today FM. Holidays, it's holiday time, and it's probably... Holiday. It's been a hard start in Sydney, as we know, because you know, we had the horror on the weekend, as a lot of people on, you know, the first weekend of holidays were out and about. But we wanted to try and help by giving you guys some inspiration for holidays with your kids, because it's expensive as well. We got some vouchers to give away. But
yeah, we've got a number of vouchers. We should get people calling us, shouldn't we?
Yeah, straight up, actually. 131060, lines are open. If you would like us to solve your school holidays for you, 131060, lines are open. Good. Absolutely massive amount of things to do.
It's very easy just to let your kids sit on the couch on their screens, which has happened a lot in our house. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely.
But how do you get them out the door to experience other things?
Can I give you an example of how I did that? So my daughter yesterday, she's 5 3/4. She's in kindergarten. So this is her first experience of school holidays. Mm. Went to dance camp.
Yeah.
Oh, have gosh. A listen.
Mm.
So there was like 30 kids in a yoga hall.
Yeah.
And you drop them off at, see, anything where you can drop and go is just godsend. So you dropped her off at 5, okay, we were late, so at 5 past 12. Then I left her bloody lunchbox and water bottle in the car, so I had to run back to the car, then drop that back off. But I got to watch a little, which was cute. Then I picked her up at court 2-3, it finished at 3, and she came straight over and said, let's go.
I don't know if we can call that a camp, to be honest. It's 3 hours.
Yeah, it was weird. It's called dance camp.
Some of them, did they have their sleeping bags or not?
There was no sign of sleeping. It was a yoga studio just down the road. Anyway,
it should be called dance class.
Dance camp. It's called dance camp. And it was Taylor Swift themed. And my daughter was, by the way, best dressed because it didn't look like many others had made a significant effort. Yeah. She wore a sequined jumpsuit.
Did that cost you? Did you have to pay?
Yes.
Well, there was a free dance class down at Darling Harbour yesterday, actually. So you could have
put her on a bus and
if you get to Darling Harbour, there appears to be a free class.
What you do just out in the open?
Yeah, an adult.
You sure it wasn't like what are they called, Ed, where people just start dancing? Flash mob.
Oh, flash mob. Or was it like a Tai Chi thing? Was it some Falun Gong?
Was it a protest?
There was two women on stage with microphones.
Oh, God, you were in a strip club, weren't you?
No, it wasn't.
Are you sure? Was there a poll?
No,
They
said adults.
Was there a poll?
They said adults can dance too, but I was jogging at the time and I thought, no.
You haven't answered. Was there a poll?
There's polls to probably around, but I don't think any of them were dancing on the polls.
You can leave your hat on. So, but yeah, and also they sent us, this is a little video of her singing Taylor Swift because it was Taylor Swift themed. Yeah, really special.
They're sending you these videos.
Well, no, one of the other mums sent me the video.
Sure.
Why is that weird? It's not like it's a stranger who sent me a video of my child singing. Like it was the mother of another child.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's good. you're not allowed to film a lot of these.
No,
sort of
I know.
Events,
that's, yeah. yeah the, well, talking about what we're not allowed to film, I keep listening because I filmed Husey in nothing but a towel yesterday.
You invaded my privacy.
It was disgusting. We'll get onto that later.
It was a large thing up my bot. And you burst into the room with a camera?
Yeah, I don't think the staff were that happy. It was weird. Like
I don't want to say anything, but she did not know who you were, the woman. But I only say that because when you left, she said, that woman is very pretty.
As if she doesn't know who I am.
She said that woman is very
pretty. Yeah, well, I went to like six places yesterday where I mentioned you and no one knew who you were.
Because it's more of a compliment if they don't know who
you
are.
No, it's so true.
Yeah.
But I'd rather them know who I am than be told I'm pretty by someone who doesn't know who I am.
Would you rather be, I don't know about that.
And I'm sure this is really helping all our families with school holidays coming up.
But didn't you say two young men said that you were?
Yes, well, two young men looked at me the other day and I knew they didn't know who I was, but they looked because I was hot. So it meant more because that. Fame gives you like an extra 30% hotness.
But that's why I said to you the woman didn't know who you were.
How do you know? Did you ask her?
She said, that woman is very pretty. And I also had to explain why you were there with a camera. Like you burst. Broke in.
I did. Well, the door was locked, but I then realised the owner was doing a treatment herself in another room. So I went to that room first. Anyway, I think we've really solved everyone's school holiday problems.
Yeah.
Should we talk to some people?
Well, so, come on, 13 10 60. What are you doing these school holidays? Has anyone got a camp? Is it camp to camp or not to camp? That is the question.
Ed, she's got two more: day spa bubble camp and science camp coming up this week.
All right. Well, are you on the camp train?
Day spa bubble camp.
Yeah, day spa bubble camp. It's between like 9 and 2.
Well, my kids are on meth cook camp and they're having a great time.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Talking school holidays, Erin, you've booked your daughter Eliza in for three different camps this week. Even they're not really camps, they're just a couple of hours away.
Yeah, just little activities because obviously we're still working here. So I've got her for the first week. Her dad's got her for the second week of holidays, but she's doing Taylor Swift dance camp, bubble spa dance camp, science camp. So just little activities during the day. My mum's down as well.
Yeah,
which is
love
lovely.
Your mum. She's a great woman. Great. Now, 10-pin bowling. We went 10-pin bowling the other day for my daughter's birthday, 13th 8th birthday, 20 girls 10-pin bowling. You know what I said, which I'm proud of?
What?
My wife said, we put the rails up for them. I said, no, the rails are down. These girls are learning what life's about, you know?
I love that.
If you don't bowl straight, you're in the gutter, mate. So keep your ball straight.
How old were they again?
12, 11, 13,
ooh,
yeah.
Well, that's so a tie.
One of them, I think, got zero. Full, right through the 10 goes.
Don't you want them to have
zero.
A good time, like to go home and say to their parents, I had a good time, or to still want to be friends with your daughters?
No, I want that girl to be inspired to get better. I got zero. You know?
Yeah, can't right. get worse. So, and you chuck them out at a camp. Camps just seem like a great idea, but like can be.
Don't
so
you have
expensive.
Night ones for 5-year-olds?
Like, talk to people. Let's get some experts on.
Kelly from Gledswood Hills, 2 kids, 8 and 5. Are you chucking them out? Just shipping them off somewhere?
Oh well, yeah, they're at vacation care, but yes. Today while I'm at work.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, how many hours can they? Is that like 8 till 4, or what is it?
No, I've just dropped them off at 7, and I'll pick them up probably about 4:45. So yeah. I think it's like 7 till 6 or something.
Yeah, wow.
It's a huge day.
What do they do there?
They've got a heap of activities. I think they do a lot of incursions, like they get some people come over, they do games, but my kids just want to play outside and play soccer.
Yeah. But for people who don't know, an incursion is the opposite of an excursion. An incursion.
I'd never heard
is when,
that
yeah,
term.
You stay in and people come to you, like the, you know. The,
so good.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about, you know, public transport and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to give on. You, next time they come back to you, how about a family pass to Taronga Zoo? That's yours, Kelly. Thank you for calling. Awesome. Likes to speak to you.
Thanks,
here comes
honey.
Stephen from Penrith, 3 teenagers. Oh, no. What are they doing today, Stephen?
G'day, guys. How are you? Yeah, they're all going to the movies. So that should cost them about $200.
Oh,
popcorn and drinks and ice cream.
So expensive, Stephen. Isn't it ridiculous? Remember $8 Tuesday?
Yeah.
I know, right? Tell you about it. I'd love to go to the zoo, but to the zoo, you got probably at least $300 for that.
Yeah, well,
no, it's a bargain.
I mean,
no,
Ed might be able to sort it out for you, bruh.
But talk to me about the cinema,
pass,
though. The
family
cinema.
Pass at Taronga Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
The cinema is often, you know, you're the only one in the cinema, you know? Why can't they?
True.
Make the prices cheaper, and they wonder why there's no one there. It's because, like, you know, the tickets are so expensive.
Shout out to our partners at all the major cinemas.
Oh, we love the movies. Don't get me wrong. But if you do go, you probably get a whole row to yourselves.
Yeah, it's good. Mate, you should pay more. Should charge us more, I reckon. Cheap.
Now, Christina from Quakers Hill. You got 3 kids. How old?
So I've got a 13, 11, and a 2-year-old.
Oh, a 2-year-old. Wow.
That's annoying, yes. though, for you, because the two older ones, you could probably be, they could be a double act and you could ship them off together, do you or not?
I do, but so they do a lot of sport clinics during the holidays.
Great.
You know, around their chosen sport. So I send them there, and then we also have something called Motivate, which is,
what's that?
It's just run by, you know, a whole heap of young, enthusiastic teenagers that just want to take care of your kids, you know.
Yeah, no.
And it's interesting, like my memories of school holidays, like because mum didn't really work when we were at school, we didn't really do that. But now, like, I don't know anyone who can afford to really take off 2 whole weeks from work, like especially living in Sydney. Mums and dads both have to keep working, so it's bloody hard.
It certainly is. We used to do time zones. However, as they're getting older, the cards are getting a bit more expensive.
It gobbles up the cash.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. And even, like, games on their iPads cost money. Like, everything they want is expensive. What can we give?
Well,
Christina?
Let's give her something. Give her hope.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you got? And also maybe a present that's valuable.
I got family passes to Marvel Live. That's
yay!
Fun,
enjoy, Christina.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where's that at? Where is it?
Everywhere. Where isn't it?
In other words, I don't think he has any.
Marvel Live.
So currently on my sheet, but I'm sure someone will tell me. Oh, it's a Kudos Bank Arena. What a place.
Man.
What a place for Marvel Live.
Everywhere.
The best possible venue for
it. It's everywhere.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Oh, Georgia. Match with Tim on Hinge. However, the match didn't last long.
We've got a photo of Georgia. We're going to speak to her as well, aren't we? She's very pretty. Georgia.
Beautiful.
So you will play Georgia.
I will.
This is a real life text message conversation which occurred. I will play Tim.
Yes.
Well, hello there. Love the profile. I see you're after a life partner. I want a life partner. Let's get in between the sheets and figure out the decimals and fine print later.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ha 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 ha. Oh no, bro. Do better.
This is my best, Kaz.
Really? That's the best?
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Well, I'm in for a treat then, aren't I?
What is that supposed to mean? 25 women loved it. Only 3 didn't.
I think I've figured out the decimals and the fine print.
You're a stick in the mud.
Oh, boo-hoo. Catcha.
Oh, Georgia unmatched with Tim. Boo.
I would say smart move, my darling.
Now, Georgia, he must be handsome, though. Is that right, the photo?
He was marginally attractive, yes.
Marginal.
Did he have a good body or was he shirtless in his photo? Or
I can't even remember. It was, you know, a decent face, maybe a half-decent body.
Yeah.
Half-decent. Just so refreshing to hear a woman just completely objectify a man by his looks. It's just, it's much rarer.
Yeah, but he's obviously confident if that's his game. And he's you know, so, yeah.
And that's exactly why I don't really care about the looks. I'd much rather somebody with substance than, you know, someone who, you know, thinks that they can treat women like that.
Yeah, fair point. So have you found someone to go steady with?
I have not. Well, with gems like that, you know.
Yeah, it's bizarre that you're not coupled up. Is it really just hell out there on the apps? Like, is it just...
It's awful. It's like there's no other option, but you have to be on there and then you have to wade through rubbish, basically.
Yeah, right. It sounds horrific.
Do you ever go out, like, and hang out with a girlfriend at a venue hoping that some bloke will come up to you, or...?
I don't, because I think I believe the reality is that that's not going to happen.
Oh, oh my God, this is so sad. Sydney's
really cynical, but
yeah.
I don't know.
How old are you, Georgia?
I just turned 44.
Oh, you're beautiful. Still a baby.
We've got your photo here. Absolutely stunning. Georgia should be dating decent dudes.
Yeah.
How do they find
Do you know any?
Not really. I don't, Georgia. I couldn't name one decent dude if you've... You offered me $1 million right now to name one decent dude. I couldn't do it.
I've got a very single, handsome friend.
Which one?
No, I won't say his name, but he's very handsome.
How single?
Yeah, really single, but really quiet. Do they need to be able to, do you want them to talk or is it okay if they're just really quiet?
Well, you know, 2 words together should be enough.
He can do 2 together, yeah.
Okay, great.
I do.
Sold.
That's all he needs to be able to say when
well,
the time
got
is right.
$500. Well played. If you've got some dodgy dating app chat, something shifty going on, let us know. Hit us up at DM us at Husey and Aaron. You could get yourself $500 with a text trauma. Now, up shortly, safe to say a segment I don't think has ever been done on radio before. Husey went off to have a procedure.
Yeah, but
I did book it for him, so I feel like I knew where it was.
Yes, I know, but that didn't mean that you had the right to do what you did.
No, but I was walking past after a lunch, and
you'd wander up to a room.
Yeah, it was
where a
weird
man
because nobody let me in. It might not have been the treatment room you were in, but it all worked out well.
Today FM. But to a matter that happened yesterday involving me and my body.
Well, in the morning, I think it was Ed who suggested that maybe, because I've had the first of 3 colonics just in the last month. I've now had 3 and never had one before. We know that Husey couldn't get it in last time he tried with Princess Diana's hose. Yeah, so the same hose and same woman who did Princess Diana's colonic couldn't fit the hose up Husey. So I sent a text to my people and booked him in yesterday. So lovely. What's your problem? I thought it was a beautiful thing to do.
Wonderful venue, can I say? The venue?
No, they're amazing. Yes, they are brilliant. Yeah, I think it's the Wonder Clinic in Double Bay.
It is the Wonder Clinic in Double Bay.
And now, we pay for all our services, but they're very good.
I had a massage as well, which was really good. So really strong
she's
fingers.
She's a former physio as well. She was a physio in Spain, the woman who does the massages. Yeah, she's amazing.
Mate, she's the best masseuse ever. So that was great. But also very, very professional colonic situation.
Yeah, well, it was until yesterday.
Well, you burst into the room during the colonic.
I've had a lunch meeting, and as I was leaving to go pick up my daughter from dance camp, I walked past the clinic and I thought, oh, this is, you know, I'm a real focus on content girl. So I just got my phone out, pressed video, walked in, went into the clinic upstairs to the back treatment room where I was and took a punt.
Hello? Cheesy? It's just Erin. I was just checking to see how you're going. Did she get it in?
I got it in.
You got it in?
Yeah, he yelped like crazy. I thought,
but it's in. Oh, God, that's all I wanted to know.
All right. What, you want more played from that violation of me?
Well, yeah, I think the bit where you ask me if I'm filming is pretty powerful because you're lying there with no pants on and a towel.
For some reason, Dave has a lot of pressure inside.
Yeah.
And so I cannot let it go into the yellow and red.
No, absolutely. But, you look after
but
him.
I am. And his breathing is improving. You've got to be patient because the anus is thinking, what the hell?
So I just sit there and go, right. The anus is thinking. I love that. What the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Are you filming this?
Yeah. I'll just use the audio. Don't worry, darling. You're fine.
I can't believe she actually said your anus was like, what the hell? What the hell?
It's like a puppet show. Amazing. So can we please, I need the results
yes,
of this because
too.
Can we please play the audio from last time? This was several years ago when Princess Diana's hose, this was in Bondi, which is known for it, and they were trying to get Princess Diana's hose inside Husey, and this is what happened.
Look, there was a bit of that yesterday, wasn't
there? Yeah, I heard. Let's say hello to Sarah from Wonder in
Sarah!
Double Bay.
Congratulations.
Hi, Dave.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, Erin. Hi, Dave, you crazy people.
Oh, now, Lord. Sarah.
Yes. Let's relive it. Let's relive that moment.
Was I one of your toughest customers ever?
No, I've had tougher, and I'm sure Shelley, the other brilliant therapist, has equally had very difficult. But you're up there with the best. Yep.
Yep. So
makes sense.
And you believe in general men are a bit more uptight in this situation than women?
Yes, because if you're heterosexual, men are not used to having something sort of placed up inside.
Yeah.
Their anus. So and the brain and the sorry, okay. Go on.
No, I brain, just wanted yeah, to make the point that yeah. I'm as a heterosexual woman I'm also unfamiliar with.
Yeah, but the process
being shoved up my bottom.
No, but I know, but in that part of the world, that part of the body is more
it's sort of an unspoken area.
Yes, so true, so true. It must be preserved and protected at all costs.
I know yesterday you used the term for my area. You said it was interesting, didn't you? Interesting. A noose.
Your anus is interesting. Well, you had a neat little anus. I've got to tell you that much.
Nice.
The textbook bottom.
Nice.
Was it? Like, what was around it?
Textbook wow. Bottom.
What was the situation?
Well, what
the tattoos?
It was neat and clean, no tattoos, not no, hairy.
No dags?
No gags and no odours emitting, which no. I must say are never from the customers that I look after.
Do I have the most, the I have, yeah, right. So, yeah, that's good.
There was no odour and they're usually is never an odor.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think
so no
people
one
are aware of the fact just that a stranger is about to inspect their bottom.
Yes.
And so they go to great lengths.
What about the results? The results, because Erin has had three procedures. Now, obviously, that's, we don't want to get too graphic, but were you happy with the results?
We're getting there.
Okay,
as you would remember, we got
absolutely
the speculum in, and that was a big part. So
we got the hose in. We got the hose in, but we had an issue with the water, didn't we? Because you think I've got something going on down there where the water doesn't want to infiltrate.
Well, I think you may have a lot of gas, and I was actually thinking about and so I think the immense pressure from inside, coming up inside, and the pressure of the gas is – which is from toxic waste, is pushing into the speculum. You're getting this.
So should he lie on the floor with his legs up? Would that help?
No, not on the floor. But what we did the second time was Dave rolled onto his left side and I held the speculum in there. And that was actually working out to be really successful.
Was the gas coming out?
Then it just went pop.
I ejected
and he felt it. And yeah. You ejected it, and it's holding onto it.
But old school, when you try to put a DVD into a DVD player, but it doesn't want to go in, and it just it takes it back out. That's what I felt like.
But you service it, you look after it, whether it's the DVD or the speculum, and you get the results. So I really want you to come back.
I've got to come,
to come back. I agree.
You and your neat little Anus have to go back.
Bring it back, baby. Let's get that speculum right in there.
Just how big is the speculum? Because I was trying to describe it to someone else. And...
Well, of course, being my generation, I'm talking more about inches. It's about 6 inches. What's that in
And it's quite thick.
It's thicker than my index finger.
It's thicker than your index finger, I think.
Definitely.
Oh, a little bit thicker.
Can you get a bigger one if you want to? Are you allowed to? Can you ask for a bigger one?
If you want to stretch your anus.
Yeah, that's the kind of talk we're looking for. 30, thank you so much, Sarah, from Wonder in Double Bay.
That's
amazing. Everyone's
wondering. And I just wanted to, this is important that I say this. I would never ever do that to any other people considering going to Wonder in Double Bay. I promise I do not just every day come in and open and film. It was just because I knew it was easy.
If you want,
I'm happy, available and willing.
Yeah, it's a great centre. Actually, Wonder Double Bay, they look
after
you.
Let's clap it away.
Did you pay for your service?
Yeah, look, absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. Today FM's Husey, Ed and Erin want to do something special on a Thursday.
Are you ready?
Not just any Thursday. On this particular Thursday, you have a chance to be driving down the Champs-Élysées, past the Arc de Triomphe, looking out over the Eiffel Tower.
Bonjour.
Glowing in the late afternoon sun, dropping over the Paris skyline. Two seats await you at the Paris La Défense Arena, amongst 40,000 others, waiting for the lights to go down in a collective gasp of air as Taylor Swift steps on stage.
Hey guys, it's Taylor Swift.
The ultimate tailored experience is here.
In the 30 seconds before I go on stage, when I hear that scream, I want to get on stage right now.
Baby, I'm just gonna shake it up.
Today FM's fly away to see Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, live in Paris.
Party. The energy coming at you is the most unbelievable feeling in the world.
Only with Today FM's Husey, Ed and Erin for breakfast, 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays.
You guys are a blast.
On 104.1 Today FM.
Yes, we are a blast, and you could be going to Paris with your best buddy, hanging out with Taylor Swift.
We got your flights covered, we got your accommodation, your transfers from the airport, your tickets to see Taylor Swift in Paris.
Merchandise,
literally
everything.
Just around the corner as well, the 9th of May. This is massive.
What? 9th of May?
Yes.
You've gone crazy.
So less than a month away. You'll be in Paris with Taylor Swift, having the time of your life.
So tell me, how do I win? Yeah, Husey. Yeah, you tell me, Husey, in detail, line for line.
When you hear Cruel Summer.
What?
Taylor Swift's hit, one of her thousands of hits, Cruel Summer.
Oh.
When you hear that, you'll hear it before 9 a.m. this morning.
I don't think you were meant to tell them the song, but you have.
Yeah, rogue. Oh. Rogue effort. Well, but that's, you said it now. So when you hear Cruel Summer before 9 a.m, that's when you give us a call and 131060 and be the first person on the list to get yourself to Paris to see Taylor Swift.
It's a very select list here. Cruel Summer this morning, you ring and you are so close to Taylor. Wow.
That is huge. Only on Sydney's home of Taylor Swift, 104.1 Today FM.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Last night, I think it was around 7 o'clock, a bishop in Western Sydney, so in a church in Wakeley, was doing a sermon that was being live streamed around the world, and a 15-year-old boy has approached him with a knife at the altar and stabbed him multiple times. I think a couple of people were stabbed. There were then mass gatherings of thousands of people outside that were chanting this. Have a listen.
Bring him up! Bring him up! Bring him up! Bring him up!
A absolutely terrifying. We crossed to Matt Doran from Sunrise a little bit earlier this morning. Have a listen to what he had to say.
One constable has a broken jaw. He was attacked with a fence paling. Another has a twisted knee. It's just horrific.
So can I just establish they're attacking the church to get to the boy? Is that right? Or are they, whose side
spot
is people?
Jersey.
Yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah,
spot
yeah.
on. So basically, and what? So.
So the boy was stuck in there. He didn't come out. Is that right?
So the boy's stuck in there. He's got severe injuries to his hand. There's potentially even lost a finger. And so police specialist command unit has come in. They're protecting the boy from this mob that's developed. And that standoff went for over an hour. And they're screaming, bring him out, bring him out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the implication there is they're wanting immediate yeah. justice, if yeah. you like.
Yeah. Like vigilante then, almost. Yeah. We then asked for any of our listeners who have been in the area, and Richard called in from Fairfield and said this. Were you scared, Richard? Like, how did you feel?
Not really. It's kind of a normal thing around this area.
No, well, I don't think it definitely isn't. Goodness. But, yeah, it looks so essentially now we've been told by the New South Wales Police Commissioner, the Premier, they're doing a live press conference at the moment, that this has been declared an act of terror. And we can listen to the Commissioner in 1 second, but I'll tell you what's being reported. Apparently this 15-year-old said when he was being held down, if he didn't swear at my prophet, I wouldn't be here. That's being reported in the Daily Telegraph at the moment. That's the alleged comment that was made, and this is the Police Commissioner, Karen Webb.
Shortly after 7 p.m. last night, police were called to a church in Wakeley in southwest Sydney in relation to reports that a male was stabbing the clergy inside that building. Police responded and arrested a young person, and he was restrained inside that building. After consideration of all the material, I declared that it was a terrorist incident.
So, yeah, I think last night Chris Minns, the Premier, met with different religious leaders in Western Sydney to call for calm. I think the bishop is still in a critical condition. He's apparently prayed for the 15-year-old as well. Two police, I think, went to hospital. Other police are injured as well. 45 police cars, they're saying, had to be towed afterwards because there was about 2,000 people, that's the estimate, they were breaking into homes, pulling out bricks and fence railings and using them to smash windscreens, attack police. And I just, yesterday we spoke about how incredible Amy Scott was in that job, running towards
the hero,
danger.
Police hero.
Hero police. When, yeah. when all of us are running away, they run towards it. So to then see these images of people attacking and breaking the jaws of police officers is highly distressing. And what this now means for our city, it's been declared a terrorist attack. That just, I mean, if things weren't bad enough already after the weekend, it's a sick feeling, and who knows what else will develop. But
the
yeah,
live
it's
stream, because it was being live streamed, and they're showing a bit of the vision on the TV of the young man coming up to the priest with a knife. It's so disturbing, and you can see how it's triggered people in the area.
It's horrific.
Whoa.
But I just think, not telling people how to suck eggs, but we've got to let our police do their job, regardless of how angry you are. You've got to let the police do their job.
Definitely.
And that's a bare minimum, as opposed to attacking them and smashing police cars.
Today FM. We need the voices of reason. We need calmness in Sydney at the moment, though, don't we?
We really do. And we kind of thought we needed that before last night, off the back of what happened at Bondi over the weekend. But last night, a priest in Wakeley was giving a sermon. It was being live streamed around the world, and a 15-year-old boy has approached him and stabbed him multiple times. It's now been declared a terror incident. We had, a group of around 2,000 people, they reckon, go to the venue after it happened, trying to find the young man. Police were injured, hurt. One has broken his jaw. We had 45 police cars taken away, had to be towed away because they were damaged. Let's talk now to the mayor of Fairfield, Frank Carboni. Frank, thank you so much for joining us. What's going on?
Good morning. Well, obviously, everyone's concerned. It doesn't matter really where you live. We've seen what happened in Bondi and now in Fairfield, and it's just been declared an act of terrorism. So it's obviously concerning for everybody in the country, no matter where people live.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, emotions are pretty high. And I think for this to happen also in a place of worship, people were talking about it happening in a shopping centre, but in a place of worship where people go and take refuge, where people go to pray, it's pretty distressing. And it was distressing for a lot of members of the community because they had their family members there, their parents, their grandparents, yeah. their children at the service. So many people obviously rushed not knowing what was going on. And I just want to praise also the parishioners who stopped the assailant, the attacker, and protected yeah. the bishop, but also the police, of course, who under difficult circumstances were only there and the ambulance personnel to help those that were injured.
Now, we have said, mate, that the church in question here, Christ the Good Shepherd Church, has put out a statement saying no retribution, no, just let the police do their
That's
job.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so.
You would be echoing that.
And we want people to stay calm. Unfortunately, this is a terrible thing that happened, but the most important thing is that the community knows that the police are acting. I did receive a briefing from New South Wales Police, and obviously they let them do their work. They're on it. It's really, really important that they're allowed to do their work. And I think everyone should just stay calm. I know it's very hard, very difficult for everybody, no matter where people are living in the country, I guess, because this just shows that this can happen anywhere at any time. But we need to let the police do their work, and we can't allow people to take the law into their own hands. So please, everybody, no matter where you are, try and stay calm and obviously be vigilant, but understand that the police are on it.
Frank, fair to say, people are angry, emotions are high, everyone's on edge, but would you be disappointed with the response of your community last night?
Oh, of course. Look, they were very worried. There was a lot of emotions already from Bondi, which was obviously very concerning. So they were really worried, and a lot was said on social media that really aggravated the situation.
Yeah.
And I think many people came back to worrying about their loved ones. But of course, we have to condemn the actions by those that done the wrong thing, and that is the police aren't the enemy here.
No, exactly.
The police are only trying to help everybody. So please, let's let the emotions take the heat out of it. Everyone's got to calm down. This occurred obviously because of what happened last night. But we just need everyone to calm down and let the police do their job. We can't take the law into our own hands. It doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, well
so
said.
The young man, the 15-year-old, is in custody right now. So, as you say, let's just police do their job and do not,
And to put it into context, there was a 15-year-old that did this. I mean, you've got to ask yourself, why would somebody do this? And there has to be some mental health issues here. We've seen what happened in Bondi. This is just not acceptable. We agree it's not acceptable. It can't happen. We can't allow it to happen. But let's let the police do their job so we can make sure that everyone's safe.
Thank you, Frank. What's your day look like, mate? Are you meeting with community leaders, or what are you doing today?
Yeah, I've been doing obviously a lot of media, but talking to the police as well. The Premier called me this morning as well to keep me updated. So, of course, we will make sure that we reassure people throughout the Fairfield community to remain calm. And like you said, the bishop himself, he said he wants everybody to remain calm and to let the police do their job.
Fairfield Mayor, thanks for your time. Frank Carbone, 844 Today FM. Sam Armitage is going to join us in a moment. If you are, we just heard from Text Trauma, a single woman on the apps. She's 42, was it? And she's saying it's very hard to find a man. Well, the solution is out there. You just need to be ready.
To go bush.
Thank you.
Farmers.
Yep.
They're crying out for love, and they're
every box.
You know what? And they're holding on to their love. There's
they're
a stat
men.
On how many successful relationships have happened through
men.
Farmer Wants a Wife. It'll blow
he's
your mind.
He's a lumberjack, and he's okay.
Oh, that didn't turn out all that well, that song. Let's have Simon Armitage next.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Farmer Wants a Wife, every Monday and Tuesday on tonight, that is, Channel 7 and 7 Plus. It is the Baby Factory, and in charge is Samantha Armitage. Good morning.
That's an interesting info, in charge of the Baby Factory.
But have you delivered any of them personally?
I haven't delivered any, but I did deliver a foal last spring. So I'm feeling like
Did you pull a foal out of its mother?
Richard actually did the dirty work,
yeah.
And I held the mare's head. This is at our place,
on the show. Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
So you're holding the head of mum
yes.
horse,
yes.
And you're patting her. What were you saying
Husey,
to her?
It was like a country practice. I was honestly talking to her, going, "It's all right, girl. It's all right." And then Richard's like, "We need to call the vet." I'm thinking, "Yeah, we probably do."
Yeah.
And then she started having contractions, but I didn't know what was going on. I was just pretending like we all do in life.
Sure.
Yes. I said, quick, go, pull, because you know, it was like a country practice.
Yeah.
And out comes this beautiful little colt.
Did he pull by the head or the legs?
No, the legs. So the front legs. It's like a baby. The front legs come out.
Is that a breech birth or not?
We thought it was breech. That's, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
We thought it was, but it wasn't. It was fine.
Oh,
what were you wearing, just out of interest? Because you look so glamorous today. I'm assuming it wasn't quite on par with you.
Erin, country life is all about the outfits.
How many other animals on your farm have you seen?
We've got about 40 horses and four chooks.
Yeah, right.
And our chooks are hilarious.
Yeah.
They follow you around the garden. They're really sweet. They want to come into the lounge room all the time. They're quite, they think they're human.
And do you eat their eggs?
Yes. Well, yeah, I haven't bought eggs for ages.
Them or no? They're just
for
eggs.
No.
But what about when they yummy. Can't lay any more eggs? What are you going to do with them, you
know? I don't know what the lifespan of a chook is. It might be 10 years away.
More than a hamster.
Have you named them? Because, you know, the famous actor Sam Neill, he named a duck at his property after Husey. Is there a chicken available for naming?
We could change a name for Husey.
Could he get a little Husey?
They're those brown Esser chickens, chooks, hens, they are all brown, obviously. So one's Capability Brown, one's Divine Brown, one is...
Divine Brown?
Nathan James? Brown.
What was Divine Brown?
Divine Brown had a lot of fun with Hugh Grant back in the day, which is footage not available, sadly.
Are you're able to tell us all these wonderful stories of your home life on the farm with Richard because you did find love with essentially a farmer. So you're essentially well qualified.
I have. When the network came to me and said, do you want to host this show? I was like, well, yeah, it's kind of my life. So it was quite an easy segue. And I do get to sleep in a bit these days.
When did you know it was love with Richard? When did you know he was for you? Was it the first moment you met him? Did you get that feeling?
No. I mean, I knew he was like kind of special, but... Yeah. You know, the actual moment, and this is a real farmer moment, we're wandering through the paddock and he picked this weed out of the paddock.
Oh. Yeah.
And he belted all the dirt off it and threw it away. Like, I just really had this moment where I went, That's the man that really knows how to conserve. Hot. This is what, it's hot. Farmers know.
To pull a weed out and just bash the dirt off it.
You guys have been buying flowers and jewelry.
He put the soil back and he threw the weed away.
That
and
was
I
the
thought,
moment.
Yeah, it really was. I've
got so many weeds in my house I can turn my wife on with. Look at the backyard, honey. Look what I'm doing. I'm
beating weed.
Ed Cavalier, who doesn't love every TV show he sees, it's fair to say. Is absolutely.
He's raving.
I
love this, Sam. First step, my wife and I on the couch. Here come the farmers. They're all hot. Now here come the girls. They genuinely want love. It's like an antidote to maths. And there's a pineapple farmer who is so hot, and he owns so much land in Queensland. Oh. This man could be sitting on $1 billion worth. And they're all aw shucks.
Oh, tell me you didn't find love already.
I can't get enough of them. I can't get enough.
Thank you for saying that, Ed. I appreciate that. Bert is very hot.
He's everything to me.
And he's actually could be sitting on $1 billion
because he owns so much of Queensland. He owns more than Clive Palmer does. It's unbelievable.
Why does Bert not have a wife already then? Tell me what's wrong with Bert.
Well, that's the attitude.
There must be something wrong with Bert.
Have that attitude. It hasn't worked out for Bert so far, but Bert is ready to spend the rest of his life with one of these.
You don't even know who Bert is.
Oh, I'm already in love with him.
He's very handsome, Husey. You'd love him. But his fam, they have his property. They have the deal with Golden Circle. They supply all the pineapples.
God.
So this guy, he ticks every box.
Yeah,
and we've also got to say your TV show has had more success than any other dating show in the history of dating shows. You've got 10 marriages, 9 other long-term relationships, and 27 farmer babies.
Yes,
that's a great hit rate.
It's a reality show. This stuff is real. Like these marriages and babies are real. Like
they're not actor babies.
You want to take a real swipe at maps, don't you? Do you want a platform to take a swipe at maps?
No, I would never take a swipe at maps.
I will. Like they get tattooed scumbags and throw them together for 3 months and then pretend they like each other. The end.
My God.
No, I'm not following you on Instagram. I hated you when you went in. I hate you now.
I'm a fan of a lot of the maps guys.
It sounds like my father. This is what my father is.
Oh, good. That's good. Hey, it's on. Farmer Wants a Wife. Everyone's going to get preggers. And it's tonight. It's Tuesday, Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Thank you, Sam Armitage.
She'll be at most of the births, won't you? Yes. You got to practice with the foal now.
Maybe I'll segue into being a midwife next.
Husey, Ed and Erin are done for another show. But to pick them up after an early morning wake up, they're off to grab a regular cup of freshly ground coffee for just $2. Available 24/7 at 7-Eleven. Husey, Ed and Erin.